Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Working from home and then you're going off on holiday for 2 weeks.
I'm travelling for a little bit of time and then I will be on holiday. I'll be skiing and then heading down to South Africa. So you've got a nice couple of weeks ahead of me after a little bit of work.
Summer's had a good year.
Come on.
Wall Street had a good day yesterday, booming back. Don't seem to care about the spread of the coronavirus anymore.
Yeah, stocks rallied really around the world as did commodity prices. Treasuries sold off as investors continue to bet the global economy can withstand the impact of the coronavirus. Been buying on the dips. We saw the S&P 500 having its best two-day surge since October. It was up 1.5%. Yesterday, European equity markets also jumping by a similar amount. Technology outperforming Nasdaq was up 2.1%. Emerging markets gained the most in 5 months. Oil's also been picking up as well. WTI above $50 a barrel. Copper ended its 14-day sell-off. Rebound comes despite the rising death toll. Travel restrictions still in place. Chinese officials continuing to shut down more and more offices and factories. In terms of investors, they continue to focus on the positive corporate earnings and assurances from central banks. They will provide support as and when required. Hanging on to those gains will be seen as important today. We are looking at a weaker start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE down 23 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 18 points. CAC Condé Paris off 12 points.
So where are you travelling to then?
I'll be skiing a little bit in France and then going to South Africa.
No, I thought you said you were doing some business travelling first.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in Switzerland a little bit before that.
Just be careful, because, I mean, you're more likely to pick up the coronavirus in an airport than anywhere else, I would think.
I know, it's a concern, but listen, you've got to continue to move on and let's hope they can contain it as soon as possible.
Wear a mask.
Is that what you're doing?
No, but I think...
People have asked you to wear a mask in general, haven't they?
You beat me to it. All right, let's leave it there. Tesla surging. The firm's worth more than $150 billion now, and some analysts saying it's overvalued and people are getting in because of fear of missing out.
Yeah, surged yesterday, and it's been quite an incredible rally, rising above $900 a share level, up 86% year to date, tripled since October, worth more than $50 billion than VW, the world's largest automaker, market cap $150 billion. You say lots of momentum behind the stock. You have to question how advisable that is, it has to be said. Investors perhaps reacting to the numbers they're seeing on the screens as opposed to its competitive advantage. I mean, it does have a lead, of course, in battery technology and electric vehicles. It's got a new assembly plant in China, delivering the new Model Y ahead of schedule. It's a cool, it's a premium, it's a technology-driven brand. But traditional German players will be fighting back. They've been investing billions into technology to try and catch up. So I guess time will tell whether it will truly be put in the category as an industry disruptor, one that can dominate the sector in the same way that Amazon and Apple have done. Many people have tried to do that, very few have succeeded.
Carlsberg losing out to Corona. No, that's not a beer story. It's about the coronavirus again.
It is. You couldn't help yourself, could you? Carlsberg forecasting slower earnings growth, saying the coronavirus outbreak is threatening beer consumption in Asia. Danish Bureau extended the shutdown of some of its breweries in China. Carlsberg said late night entertainment venues and half of dining establishments where it has a presence in China have been closed. Said operating profit should still rise by mid-single digit percentage this year, but that's slower than the 11% they've managed to achieve in the past two years. Carlsberg is the first major brewer to report earnings, setting somewhat of a subdued tone for rivals AB InBev and Heineken, both of which have prioritised Asian growth in the past few years.
Yeah, I don't really like Corona, all that sort of fiddling around with sticking bits of lime in it and stuff.
No, it's a bit too cool, but is it cool? I don't know if it is cool these days, trendy. It was cool for a while, wasn't it, all of that?
I quite like Carlsberg, as long as it's export.
Okay, yeah. Stronger the better for you, presumably.
It's only 5%, that's just a reasonable strength beer.
Well, that seems pretty strong to me.
Really?
I'm not a drinker.
Doesn't taste of anything. No, you're not anymore, are you? Neither am I, actually, funny enough.
Okay, you've gone full circle.
And results out as well.
Results from Disney showed that they have made a strong entrance into the video streaming business. Quarterly earnings grew with help from healthy business from its theme park and, of course, strong performance from the Frozen 2 movie, which I went to see. Revenue rose 36%, came in at $21 billion, not our choice. Profit tripled at its movie studios. Disney has been forced to close its Shanghai and Hong Kong parks to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Said if they stay closed for 2 months, they'll take a $135 million hit to income. Streaming business, what the market's been focused on, thought they'd have something like 20 million subscribers, came in at 30.7. Sports streaming, ESPN Plus, has also been popular with their subscribers now up to 7.6 million.
You had a gun held to your head, did you?
Well, it's not the most enjoyable thing to go to with about 200 other kids, but it was, and it was nowhere near as good as Frozen 1, I have to say.
I haven't seen Frozen 2, so I can't comment, but I went to the sing-along version of Frozen 1, which was like having your fingernails pulled out with a pair of pliers.
Well, slightly better than listening to your Christmas album, yeah. I would imagine.
Boom, boom, foreign exchanges, go away.
Pound against the dollar coming at 1.30 this morning.
Yeah.
Euro dollar coming in at 1.10. You're going to get €1.18 for your British pound this morning.
Oh, well, have a nice holiday.
Thank you so much.
And talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Speak soon.
Hang Potts and Barclays.